From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, features copy editor. Hello, Don.
Hi, Penny. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm okay. It's a Friday. That's always
Friday.
Good, isn't it?
A good weekend ahead of us.
Let's hope. Well, Don and I were invited by USA Network to take a sneak peek at the network's new series, White Collar, which opens with a 72-minute premiere episode at 9 p.m. Friday, October 23rd. The series follows the unlikely partnership between a con artist and an FBI agent. Matt Bomer from Chuck plays Neil Caffrey, the charming criminal mastermind, and Tim Decay from Carnivale plays FBI agent Peter Burke, who finally puts him behind bars. Don, did you like what you saw of the opening of White Collar?
The opening of White Collar?
Well, the 72-minute premiere episode.
Oh. I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. What did you think?
I thought it was great. It was a different take on a different kind of a show. I mean, we hadn't really seen this kind of pairing before, a criminal mastermind and an FBI agent, and it was clever, I thought.
It reminded me of some theatrical movies that came to mind. Like it's a cross between Catch Me If You Can and Lethal Weapon. I mean, I thought you're getting these two elements together, and we have the basis for the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it. Yeah, I enjoyed it, and you know, it's on the same network as Monk, and he was a great character, and these are two great characters.
USA Network. Isn't that the one that says characters welcome?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, White Collar opens with Caffrey escaping from prison, even though he's only has 3 months left on his four-year sentence.
Just a short time left.
And Burke catches him again with no resistance. And rather than going back to jail, Caffrey offers, you know, up this idea, why don't I help you catch these other elusive criminals in return for my freedom?
Mm-hmm. Well, limited freedom. He's under...
Has an ankle bracelet on.
I guess, yeah, house arrest or something, mm-hmm. where he has to stay within a certain perimeter. Because this ankle bracelet he wears is GPS, and it tells the authorities where he is at all times.
And, of course, you know, the reason that he, you know, he could have probably escaped the maximum security prison at any time during the 4 years he was there. But what really got him to want to get out was a visit by his girlfriend. Or fiance, was it girlfriend?
Well, I'm not sure that it's really clear. It's just a love interest,
yes.
I suppose.
And she, you know, she visits him every week, you know, consistently for 4 years, and then, you know,
all of a sudden,
there toward the
it
end,
looks
she
like
said,
she ends it.
Yeah, she ends it, and so.
So he escapes.
He escapes. He wants to see what's up, and he goes back to the apartment they shared, and there's an empty wine bottle there with a message, and the message was, "I'm gone."
Mm. And that's where the FBI agent,
Peter Burke,
catches up with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, from then on, we have this deal. We have the deal made between the really savvy criminal.
Mm-hmm. Charming, too.
Charming, yes. And he's going to help the FBI agent with other cases that... You know, cases that are tough to crack.
Yeah, I gave him a great tip in this first episode. Just really ingenious, I thought.
Right. And he, Neil Caffrey, the criminal, also has contacts that he relies on the outside.
Yeah, his main contact is a fella by the name of Mozzie, played by Willie Garson. You'll remember him from Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a friend who has great connections with the criminal underworld. And it looks like the subplot of this whole series for the remaining episodes, and by the way, there are 13 episodes in addition to the 72-minute premiere, but it looks like the subplot will be Mozzie helping Caffrey track down his long-lost love.
Right. And I would say that this pilot episode offers us not only the setup and the background, but it also gives us... A really interesting case this first case that they have to solve.
Mm-hmm.
It involves counterfeiting and old documents, and And it was just intriguing to me.
Yeah, and I imagine, I'm hopeful that the remaining 13 cases will be just as intriguing.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
How did you like the opening where we saw Diane Carroll? She's going to guest star in a few episodes this season. How Caffrey met her at the thrift store while
right.
he was buying clothes
right.
and turned his living situation from this, you know, bad, you know, worn down apartments into living with in her mansion
right.
with a great view.
Right. I mean, this guy has a way of
He does. He's so charming.
He has a way of getting whatever he wants. And as for Diane Carroll, I didn't realize that was her, but I enjoyed the character
yeah.
tremendously. I thought she did a great job. As did all the actors.
Exactly. And, Don, on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate White Collar?
Well, it's close to outstanding. I like the... It seems to be sharply written and pretty quick-paced.
Mm-hmm.
It held my interest. I'll give it a strong 8.
Okay. Well, I'll upgrade that to a 9 with the same thoughts that you had on it. It is really smart, and I do enjoy... following this street-savvy criminal and him mm-hmm. helping the FBI. So remember to tune in to the extended premiere of White Collar at 9 p.m. Friday, October 23rd, and remember to return to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast again next week to hear another discussion of an upcoming TV show. But as always, this podcast is available any day, anytime, at your convenience.